welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is the host, Rob.
Hi. So I kind of forgot that we were starting up the, you know, next issue of the podcast.
Okay.
And like, I was just getting ready to start talking about this before you did the intro.
Now, hold on. I'm glad you waited because there's something I want to say on this one. If I did my math correct.
My calculations aren't accurate.
This episode should be coming out April 10th, which is the day before our 2-year anniversary.
Oh, honey.
We did it! but yeah, we're on the third issue of this Captain America?
No, Captain America Marvel. Was good. This is Captain Marvel.
Not wrong. Captain Marvel storyline, issue number 14. And
we come into Marvel and Kara.
Carol.
It's my bad. Supergirl, you know?
Fair.
Kara, you know, Kara Danvers and yeah. Carol. Danvers.
Yeah. Kara was first. Well, yeah. Supergirl was first. I can't remember when Kara Danvers showed up. Because she didn't have Kara Danvers as an alias for some time.
Yeah. Well, anyways, so, I've watched the Supergirl show, so it's stuck in my head whenever I think Danvers.
You've seen the Captain Marvel movie.
Yeah, once, and I was disappointed in it, actually, for all the hype that it got. But we covered that in our Marvel cinematic.
We did, but that was also... A year ago. Almost a year ago.
Yeah.
Because it was June when those came out.
Yeah, regardless. Like, I thought the movie sucked.
I enjoyed the movie. It was my issue with it, knowing that they recorded it or filmed it after they recorded her spot in Endgame was very disappointing. If I had not known that, knowledge would have been fine. But also, knowing that it took place before practically the whole MCU is a problem.
Yeah, like making it the lead up to the Avengers initiative.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I don't get it. Like,
it wasn't a terrible movie. It could have been better.
It could have been a lot better. And like I said, my biggest issue was everybody was talking about it, you know, like, oh my God, you know, it's this and it's that, and it's so empowering to women, female characters. And it's like...
So was Wonder Woman.
Yeah, well, and you know, I mean...
I'm sure Black Widow, when that comes out, will be too.
But my thing about it was, it didn't have, I don't know, I didn't like the storyline to it. Like, the best part was the cat with the octopus in its mouth.
That was cool.
I don't remember what its name was.
I can't remember his name either.
But,
he was cool.
It just, I don't know, it was just, like I was disappointed in it. Because all the hype that it got, I actually went out in theaters to watch it. When I could have just went and watched Endgame.
Yeah. Yeah, you could have.
Endgame? No, it was...
Infinity War?
Infinity War. No, it was Endgame. Hell, I don't remember. Whichever one of them I watched.
It would have been...
It came out...
came out like 2 months before Endgame.
Yeah, there you go. So it would have been Endgame. I could have went and watched Endgame, but instead I was like, no, I need to see this first because, you know...
This is important.
Yeah.
All the MCU movies are important. Here's a big hint. They're all not important.
Yeah, really they aren't.
And you can skip the first Thor. Maybe even the second one.
I like the first Thor, and I like the third Thor. I have not made it through the Dark World one. Yeah, Dark World. Yeah. I haven't made it through that one yet, but I also haven't bought it yet.
That's fair.
Like, I tried.
Well, you don't have to. You got Disney Plus, don't you?
No.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah. No.
I mean, so all of it's on Disney Plus.
Well,
so.
Yeah, because they're all Disney movies.
Yeah.
Does that make Iron Man a Disney princess?
He would be a prince.
Are you sure?
Technically, he would just be a millionaire. Billionaire. He screwed
up. Philanthropist
duck.
Playboy? No. Anyway.
We're not talking about the movies.
Okay, but yeah, okay.
That is a different podcast that we might eventually get to in the future if I ever decide to make that podcast. We're talking about these books.
Yep, I actually
And how
forgot.
Bad they are.
Yeah, they are bad.
I'm sorry, guys.
So
we are trying our best, but these were... Poorly
brutal.
Written.
They were brutal to get through. The story is so every which way. There's no cohesion.
No, there's not.
And nothing makes sense.
And like this one. Okay, cool. We've got Marvel protecting Carol from all of these MPs. Well, yeah, whatever.
Yes and no. Like he basically they're there trying to arrest him still because he is still considered a traitor. She is
trying to protect him for
something stupid. But whatever.
But so, while that's happening though,
then we've got Iron Man on a plane flirting with a stewardess.
Yeah. Well, now this also takes place. I don't think you were here. No. Yeah.
The after the what the hell is that chick's name? That he gets from the island. I remember that.
Not Medusa. Medusa Mask. No, that's not Medusa Mask.
That's, no, that's
Psycho Pirate.
Yeah.
But no, it's not her. Janice Cord.
Yeah.
After Janice Cord dies, which was the issues I read with Ken and Brittany. She was the one that Crimson Red, Crimson Dawn, what's his
name? Dynamo.
Dynamo, that guy, yeah. He pops back up and accidentally kills her.
That's after this, though, isn't it?
No, it's before this. Like, he... This...
Because this right here says that he had abandoned Janice and switched planes since Iron Man A14.
You know what? I don't fucking know.
Anyways, I can't remember. So Iron Man's
Janice Cord is involved, obviously.
Yeah.
But I can't remember if she was dead by this point or if it was him taking more time being whatever.
Yeah. So. But anyways, so we have to have this little spot of Tony in here. Tony
being a playboy.
Yeah. And then we go back to this.
This is the puppet master.
Yeah. Who makes a perfect puppet of Iron Man.
Okay.
And then he's able to control Iron Man and through it.
That's what I don't get.
I mean, does he have a superpower?
I don't think so.
Or does he have like some kind of like magic witchcraft? Well, and
there is in the story when Hawkeye is at the time now Goliath in that whole crossover. Puppet Master uses, I think, a Cap doll, a Hawkeye doll, and a Giant Man doll. And is controlling... No, not Cap. But I know he controls Hawkeye and Giant Man, who at that time was Goliath 2 and Yellow Jacket.
Yeah.
And was able to control them for some reason.
But it never gives what his actual powers are.
Exactly. I don't know. I don't know... And I didn't look into it because Puppet Master sounds
boring.
It's very boring. But he's controlling Iron Man, and now Tony Stark has to get off this plane to go kill Captain Marvel. And somehow he's able to sneak off of this plane.
He opens the back hatch. Okay.
Which I don't get.
But the... And it opens out, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, which already...
Yeah, they open in.
Mm-hmm.
Because the pressure would... Anyways. But he opens it, and like they wouldn't notice, but as soon as he opened that, it would pull all of the fucking pressure out, you know, out of the plane, and then the door shuts by itself.
Since we were down to about 10,000 feet, the slipstream had decreased enough for my armor to withstand it.
Yeah.
And the stream will close the rear hatch, so there's no pressure problem in the aircraft. At least they thought of putting that in there. Makes no fucking sense. But they thought of putting that in there.
See, I wish they would have read like a couple of like, airplane, manuals.
Something. I don't. So he goes to attack Captain Marvel. They have a tussle. It's bad. Guys, it's bad. Ultimately, what ends up happening is Marvel does attack, almost stop him, Iron Man. But because Iron Man has been having... Tony Stark has been having issues with his heart, he almost keels over and dies. Like, he passes out from it. And Puppet Master is like, oh no, why are you down? He keeps trying to maneuver him.
I can't get it to work.
And Iron Man isn't doing shit because he's practically dead.
Yeah.
So
after this fight, Marvel's like, oh, can we get an ambulance for this dude?
It's like, there's somebody in here that's hurt. Let's take care of him. Puppet Master, who I don't know how he's watching all this, but is, gets frustrated and throws the Tony doll at some piece of machinery, which blows up his lab, burying him alive.
Yeah, well, possibly alive.
He's
also on fire.
He comes back, so I know he survives. But yes, he is buried in rubble and on fire, and the doll's just sitting there like, I didn't do anything.
So, does this mean I get a break or what? But then we go back to Marvel, who disappears. Iron Man wakes up and he's like, hey, sorry, ambulance people, I gotta go.
And which then, is quite funny, honestly.
Yeah, it's a little ridiculous, but
well, especially like you don't expect this guy who literally was almost dead, you know, lying dead on the ground to just pop up. Yeah, he's in a suit of armor, sure, but
then we go to Mar-Vell, who's floating through the universe, thinking about Carol Danvers. I'm guessing that's Una.
That's Una, yeah.
And
I'm pretty sure that's Jon Rog.
And no, that's Professor Xavier.
Fair enough. It's not, but
are you sure? Look at the eyebrows. I'm just saying, man.
Okay, yeah, we have seen Xavier with those eyebrows. No lie.
And I don't see any hair.
Well, it's because it's bleeding into Carol.
Ew. All right, but anyways. Yeah, he's like floating around the universe. And then this fucking pop-up window. No, back two ones. Yeah, there you go.
That was...
You get this pop-up window where he gets to read this message from Zoe. Yeah. And it's like, sorry you caught me out. Bing! You know, and... But it's like, I gave you these powers so that you'd kill things, and then you sucked, and now you do my bidding.
Basically, he's like,
bitch,
because you, Zoe. Like, I gave you these powers to go kill Jon Rog, take your revenge, and yet you haven't done it. Go do that.
Well, and then he says tough shit that you haven't done it yet. I want you to do things for me.
Yeah.
So, and then he blasts him over to Kree, right?
I think so.
Whatever the Kree planet is, I don't know.
The home galaxy, just in the home, in the vicinity.
Yep.
Because the Kree actually isn't just one planet. It's
a civilization era, like spreading. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like I'm not even gonna say multiple galaxies, but they have at least one, and it's the whole empire is that, and I think they have a couple out and about scattered. It's going from okay, you're stopping this rocket from being destroyed. To fighting Iron Man to now you're on the other side of the known universe.
Why?
What the how? Like, I don't understand it.
You know what happened?
Drugs.
Okay. They had this guy and they're like, I like his uniform. He's got this really cool looking superhero uniform. I don't care what the storyline is, just throw him in and out of it every now and then.
Well, I'd almost be interested just to read like the first six issues, which on the Marvel Unlimited app we can. I might.
You mean the first 11 issues?
No, just first six. Just see how the beginning, because he got a good run. He had, well, this I think this series had at least 3 years, maybe 4 years run, and then I think he had a couple series up until his death in 85. But, like, he had some comics. He had a good amount. So, obviously, he was a character that people liked. He was around for a while. But I just don't... Like, this early in... Like, this is probably about just over a year of his publishing. How is it this bad and after a year?
And it still made it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Because, like I said, I mean, like you said, maybe the first ones are really good. And maybe if we have some time, we can go back and look at them.
But I know these next couple issues will wrap up some things, but not all of it. And it's still just...
Garbage.
Why don't we...
Or as the French call, garbage.
Jesus.
I don't actually know if that's true. I don't speak French much.
Yeah, I don't speak at all. So we will...
Well, we know that, but...
Oh.
Oh. Ouch. Words are hard.
Words are hard.
And words hurt.
But that's how we're going to end this episode.
With again, disappointment.
With a lot of disappointment. Disappointing.
Disappoint Posito. I don't know. There's got to be another.
Desposito?
No, well, that's a little disappointing sometimes.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Captain Marvel story.